Good day and welcome. I'm Jordan Million, a writer for Ascend Magazine.
And I'm Sarah Ribbon, Government Affairs Director at Thentia.
And this is Week in Brief, your weekly roundup of the biggest news in licensure, regulation, and digital government for the week of September 17th, 2023.
Today, we'll be rounding up the top stories of the week, including a proposal to do away with certain education requirements for architects in the UK, a policy in Montana making a dent in teacher workforce shortages, a new report exploring barriers to entry for teachers in Virginia, and more.
After a three-month internal consultation, the UK's Architects Registration Board, that's the ARB, has put forth a series of recommendations for reforming the nation's architect licensing regime. In particular, the board is recommending the elimination or phasing out of certain educational requirements for licensure.
That sounds like a pretty serious set of changes, so why are they looking at those changes?
The ARB says that while the current regulatory framework for education has produced thousands of excellent architects, it has also created significant barriers to entry between the cost of education and the requirements for work experience. According to the board, this prevents people from less affluent backgrounds or those without existing networks in the profession from joining as easily. If these proposals are approved, anyone setting out to become an architect would have to be trained and educated under the new rules beginning in late 2027.
So what exactly would they be looking to change in the education requirements?
The system as it currently stands requires aspiring architects to go through a three-part education route. Part one involves obtaining an undergraduate degree in architecture, part two involves obtaining a master's degree, and part three requires a final diploma in architectural practice. Under the new proposal, this three-part system would be replaced with a 49-pronged outcomes path. Aspiring architects would have to meet 49 outcomes grouped under five headings. Those headings are professionalism and ethics, design, research and evaluation, contextual and architectural knowledge, and management, practice, and leadership. Students will still have to complete an ARB-accredited Level 7 qualification, which is typically equivalent to a 2 years master's degree, but they would no longer need to obtain the undergraduate degree, which would take about 3 years off the process in total.
So since those are some pretty big changes, are they widely accepted, or is there opposition to some of those conversations?
There's definitely been a bit of opposition. The Royal Institute of British Architects has expressed its concern with the recommendations. President Simon Alford said he did not see much change with the new reform measures, that they wouldn't necessarily make the profession more accessible, and further, that they could undermine the prestige of the country's current five-year system, which is highly respected and qualifies its graduates to practice around the world.
So then what's next?
Well, now that the results of the consultation are out, the board will be following up with the introduction of new academic and practice outcomes. It will also be drafting amendments based on suggestions raised by the consultation's 672 respondents. However, there is not yet any clear timeline for actual implementation of any of the ARB's proposals.
Last week, Montana Governor Greg Gianforte visited Lockwood High School to visit with teachers and local leaders who say a new policy has made a dent in teacher shortages.
Okay, so what's this policy they're highlighting?
Well, they were there to highlight the TEACH Act, which stands for Tomorrow's Educators Are Coming Home, and it was signed into law in 2021. It was intended to address the teacher licensing process and also teacher pay rates. The TEACH Act allows for provisional and emergency licensure, which creates a pathway for prospective teachers to get into the classroom sooner.
Okay, it was signed into law in 2021, so why is it getting attention now?
Well, in its first year, Governor Gianforte said the TEACH Act helped nearly 500 new Montana teachers, and this year, leaders increased funding for the program by 40%. Lockwood School District was able to hire 31 new teachers this year, so they're proud of those accomplishments and credit a lot of that success to this new policy.
Well, with that, it definitely sounds like the policy has made a difference, but how does it work in practice?
Well, one example, and one that's been highlighted this last week, was Zach Carlton, who is in graduate school, but he was able to secure a provisional license to teach at a rate that gave him a livable wage. So he's a new hiree in the school district that is proud to be hired under this new act.
Okay, so what else is the governor saying about the teacher shortage?
So Governor Gianforte clearly is very proud of this accomplishment, but he does say there's a lot more work to do to address teacher shortages, not just in Montana, but also across the country.
A new report from Virginia's Joint Legislative Audit and Review Commission, that's JLARC, has found that several factors, including high application costs and state-mandated licensure exams, could be creating barriers to entry for aspiring teachers.
That sounds interesting. What prompted this report?
Well, Virginia, like many other states, has been facing a severe teacher shortage that's only gotten worse over the past several years. Just between the 2021 to 2022 school year and the 2022 to 2023 school year, the state's teacher vacancy rate increased by almost 1%. It was 4.8% at the start of the current school year. At the local level, the school districts that are struggling hard. The school district of Danville, for example, reported the highest teacher vacancy rate in the state at 40.4%. Charles City County followed in second place with a rate of 21.5%.
So what were the report's findings?
The report found that high application costs, state-mandated licensure exams, and a lack of clarity on licensing requirements are all creating barriers to entry for prospective teachers. The report includes recommendations to address these issues, including replacing a state-exclusive teacher licensing exam, that's the Virginia Communication and Literary Assessment, with a nationally recognized test, or otherwise doing away with it entirely. The commission also recommended the Virginia Department of Education clarify existing licensure